I'll read this part.
Yeah, okay.
I was born in Duncan, B.C., into a fairly traditional Chinese home. My father was born in Canada, and my mom was born in China. I have three brothers and one sister who passed away many years ago. We have family business selling produce door to door. I went to Sunday school for 1 year, but grew up loving sports more than anything else. After my first year of college, I ran into a high school friend who was part of a youth group. I joined them for a game of softball and afterwards was invited to their drop-in center for some fellowship. I thought they were all weird, but they were a caring group of people. I went to church for the first time that Sunday, and for the next couple of weeks got to know many of them. They gave me a Bible and tried to answer all my questions. A couple of weeks later, I gave my heart to Christ. My wife Tracy and I have been married for almost 28 years. We have two children, both of whom are married, and one grandson. I've been in ministry for most of the past 20 years and have been at ECBC for just over 2 years. Since moving to Edmonton, I've seen dozens of accidents on our roads. Most of them have been minor fender benders, but there have been a few that you knew major injuries or death occurred. Do you ever notice how bystanders or other drivers respond when they see an accident? Do they stop to help? Or do they just slow down to get a good look at what happened and continue on their way? One of the most important commands Jesus gave was, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus is challenged by the Pharisees about who they should help. Jesus tells a story to illustrate what that looks like. The road Jesus speaks about was used by merchants to Jericho. Along the route, there are many hiding spots for robbers. Being a busy road, Jesus tells a story about a man who was attacked and left for dead. Being a busy street, people are going by all the time. The first person going by is a priest. So what was stopping the priest from helping? The injured man was ceremonially unclean to touch. Levitical law taught that he could would have to go through all the ceremonial cleanings to enter the temple again.
立位人的律法教导，一个碰了不洁净东西的犹太人，必须经过一切洁净的礼仪，然后才能再次进入圣殿。
Secondly, what would the others think of him?
除了这位祭司，那其他人对这个等死的人会做什么呢？
And then there was a Levite going by.
然后一个立位人经过。
He was a teacher of the law. He should know what the Old Testament taught about helping people, right?
他是一个律法师，他应该知道旧约圣经是如何教导帮助别人的，对不对？
What prevents him from helping?
什么阻止他伸出援助之手呢？
He should know, or he knows what he should help this man, because that's what the law teaches, but refuse. Maybe it was because the hardness of his heart.
他知道他应该帮助这个人，因为律法是那么教导的，但还是拒绝了。也许他有一颗冷酷的心。
Again, the consequence of making oneself unclean by helping someone unclean was unthinkable.
那么再一次考虑到，因为帮助不洁净的人会使自己变得不洁净的后果，利未人离开了。
There was a famous writer named Jim Fix.
有位著名的作家，名叫吉姆·费克斯。
He wrote books on running and the importance of being in shape.
他擅长出书写跑步和健康的重要性。
In spite of being fit, he had a heart attack and almost died.
尽管他还算健康，但却得了心脏病，差点死掉。
This ended up damaging his credibility.
这是大家怀疑他作品的可信性。
His book sales went down.
他的书滞销了。
In the story, the priest and the lawyer didn't want their reputations tarnished, so instead of helping, they walked by.
在这个故事里，祭司和律法师不想他们的名声被玷污，因此没有帮助，反而走开了。
The third person was someone who might have been justified not to stop.
第三个过来的人是一个被认为不会停下来的人。
He was a Samaritan, a half-breed, an enemy of the Jews. Jews hated them because they weren't of pure stock.
他是一个撒玛利亚人，一个具有一半以色列民族血缘的人，就因为他们混血，所以也是犹太人的仇敌。
This man who suffered at the hands of racism could be justified not to help, but he stops, tends to the injured man's wounds, takes him for medical care, and pays for his bills.
这个受害于种族偏见的人被认为不会帮助地上的人，但他却停下了脚步，清洁了伤者的伤口，上了药，还为他付了在客店里养伤的钱。
He showed that in spite of obstacles and differences, he was willing to care for the man in need, regardless of the cost and risk to himself.
他的行为表明，尽管有障碍和差异，他愿意关心有需要的人。并且不在乎花费以及对自己的危险。
So from this story, I want to look at four characteristics of how the Samaritan practiced what was necessary to inherit eternal life.
从这个故事，我想让大家看到四点关于撒玛利亚人是如何实践那些对于承受永恒的生命所必须的东西。
The first thing he demonstrated was courage.
第一个特点是勇气。
The road that Jesus described was very dangerous.
耶稣所描述的这条路非常危险的。
The Samaritan was taking a risk to help this man.
撒玛利亚人帮助伤者的时候是冒着危险的。
Consider this, maybe the robbers were still around.
想想这个，可能那些劫匪还在旁边呢。
Maybe there were others.
说不定还有别的劫匪在等着。
Maybe being a minority, people might think he was the robber if he stopped.But he stopped and helped anyways.
并且现场没有什么别的人，如果他停下来，人们可能觉得他就是劫匪。但是无论如何，他还是停下了，并且还伸出了援助之手。
Fulfilling the great commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves requires us to step out of our comfort zones.
实现大使命，爱人如己，需要我们离开舒适的环境。
It requires us to take risks to love God and our fellow man.
需要我们冒险去爱神爱人。
The executive minister of my former convention told the story of a group of people from the Navigators, a Christian ministry, who decided to spend the night on the streets in Vancouver.
我以前总会的一位牧者讲了这样一个故事，来自于名为领航员的福音施工组织的一群人到温哥华宣教，他们需要在温哥华的大街上守夜。
He called out to them and said that he would pray for their safety.
他把这群人召集起来，然后说他会为他们的安全祷告。
One girl turned around, planted her feet on the ground, and said, "We don't want to be safe."
一个女孩转过身，纹丝不动，说我们不想安全。
It sounds like a strange response, doesn't it?
听着像是一个奇怪的反应，是不是？
Truth is, they wanted to be challenged and to face the same things street people faced.
真实的情况是，他们想要接受挑战，面对世界大街上那些人所面对的同样的困难。
They wanted to feel the same things street people felt.
他们想要感受世界大街上那些人所感受的同样的事情。
The presence of safety and comfort negates the possibility of courage to be present.
安全和舒适的存在使出现勇气的可能性没有了。
These young people didn't want to be safe.
这些年轻人不想安全。
Instead of being safe, they wanted to experience courage through faith.
他们摆脱安全的目的是想通过信心经历勇气。
Elizabeth Elliot and her husband Jim were missionaries to Ecuador.
伊丽莎白·艾略特和她的丈夫吉米是去厄瓜多尔的宣教士。
It was a dangerous place to be.
那是个危险的地方。
In fact, Jim and two other men were killed by the very people they went to minister to.
其实后来吉米啊和两个其他的同工被他们宣教的对象杀害了。
When they asked Elizabeth about asking God for safety for her husband, she responded they didn't pray for that. Rather, they prayed for their obedience and faithfulness.
当人们问伊丽莎白是如何为了她丈夫的安全求告神的时候，她回答说，他们并没有为了那个祷告，相反，他们为了自己的顺服和忠心祷告。
The Samaritan was risking a lot to help this poor injured soul.
撒玛利亚人冒了很大危险去帮助这个贫穷的受伤的人。
He was doing something the victim's people wouldn't do for him.
他做的事情是这个受害者可能都不会对他做的。
He was helping someone his own people wouldn't help.
他帮助的人是他自己的人都不会帮助的。
But he saw beyond the consequence and fear and had the courage to step out and be a comfort and help to this injured man.
但是他的眼界超过了后果和恐惧，他有勇气走出来，变成了一个安慰者，帮助那位受伤的人。
Our obedience requires us to take chances.
我们的顺服需要我们冒一冒险。
What did it take for Joshua to enter the promised land?
是什么带领约书亚进入了应许之地的呢？
Their great leader Moses couldn't do it.
以色列人伟大的领袖摩西都没做到。
So what made it possible for him?
是什么使约书亚的事迹成为可能？
Joshua 1:8-9 says, "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything in it."
约书亚第一章八到九节说，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do.
如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This is my command, be strong and courageous.
这我岂没有吩咐你们吗？你当刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid or discouraged.
不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。
For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Was Joshua unsure?
约书亚缺乏信心吗？
Of course he was.
是，当然是。
Was he afraid?
他害怕吗？
Sure he was.
肯定是。
Courage isn't the absence of fear, rather it's having the confidence in the one who is leading.
有勇气并不是不害怕，其实勇气是将信心扎根于那位带领我们。
It's easy to make excuses and not do anything.
找借口什么也不做很容易。
Think of the disciples in the boat when Peter got out and walked on the water.
想一想，当彼得走出去在水面上行走的时候，主的门徒们坐在船上。
What do you think the other disciples were thinking and feeling?
你认为其他门徒当时在想什么，是如何感受的呢？
Getting out wasn't an option.
走出去不是一种选择。
But God is looking for men and women who will step out in faith with courage.
而是神的要求，他在寻找那些带着勇气在信心中走出去的人。
The second thing the Samaritan demonstrated was acceptance.
撒玛利亚人展现出来的第二个特性是接纳。
People generally like to hang out with their own. In Fort St. John, many of the doctors were from South Africa, and they hung out together. Teachers do it, pastors do it, youth do it, seniors do it, and we often do it in a cultural sense too. Mandarin-speaking people with Mandarin and Cantonese with Cantonese.
人们通常喜欢跟自己的人待在一起。在 BC 省的圣约翰堡，很多医生是从南非过来的，他们总是待在一起。老师们这么做，牧师们这么做，青年人这么做，老年人这么做，在某种文化程度上，我们也这么做。讲国语的跟讲国语的待在一起，讲粤语的跟讲粤语的待在一起。
Even as Christians, we often do that very thing.
甚至作为基督徒，我们也经常那么做。
But we're called to go into the world to interact with everyone whom God puts in our lives.
但是我们被呼召进入世界，去跟神放进我们生活中的每个人接触。
But you know what? It's hard.
肯定是困难的。
They are different than us.
他们跟我们不一样。
They dress differently.
他们穿戴的不同。
They eat different things.
吃不同的东西。
They speak a different language.
说不同的语言。
They have different habits.
他们有不同的习惯。
They may even smell differently.
甚至可能闻起来都不一样。
Maybe you come in contact with street people.
可能你想跟世界大街上的人比较一下。
They don't brush their hair.
他们不洗头。
Maybe they stink.
可能头发闻着都是臭的。
We need to see and accept people as God sees and accepts.
我们需要像神一样去看待人，接受人。
They may look, smell, and sound different, but do you know what we have in common?
他们可能看起来、闻起来、听起来不同，但是你知道他们有什么跟我们是共同的呢？
We are all created in the image of God.
我们都是照着神的形象被造的。
Because of that alone,Each one of us is deserving of love and respect.
仅仅因为那个，我们每个人都应该被爱和尊重。
The foundation of love is based on God's acceptance of us.
爱的基础扎根于神对我们的接纳。
God loves us, we respond to others in the same way.
神爱我们，我们也以同样的方式对待别人。
But you don't mean everyone, Brian, do you?
但是你会说 ，Brian， 你的意思不是对每个人都要这样吗
？I do。
是的，那就是我的意思。
We have some homeless people sleeping outside of our church。
一些无家可归的人睡在我们教会的外面。
How should we respond？
我们应该如何回应呢
？Kick them out？
把他们赶走呢
？Call the police？
还是叫警察来
？No， we interact and talk。
不，我们跟他们接触，跟他们谈话。
We offer help when asked.
当他们需要的时候，我们提供帮助。
We accept and love.
我们接纳，我们去爱。
Acceptance looks beyond circumstances, beyond the appearances, beyond the behavior, and sees people as human beings created beautifully in the image of God.
接纳超过了环境，超过了外貌，超过了行为。接纳看人群作为被创造于神的荣美的形象中的人类。
All of us are in need of restoration and healing through our relationship with Jesus.
我们所有人都需要通过和耶稣的关系得到恢复和医治。
That's what God did for us.
那就是神对我们所做的。
And we need to share that message of hope with others.
我们需要跟其他人分享希望的信息。
The Samaritan might have been justified to keep walking for what the Jews had done to him and his people.
撒玛利亚人可能被认为会一直走路，不管地上那个伤者，因为犹太人就是这么对他和他的同胞的。
They had ostracized and rejected them, and maybe he should do the same thing to them.
他们排斥拒绝他们，可能他应该对他们做同样的事。
But he didn't keep going. He stopped because he saw a man in need, not a man who was different skin color and culture. He saw a man in a position that if he was that man, he too would want help. The third thing the Samaritan showed was caring required resources.
撒玛利亚人表现出来的第三特性是资源，关心需要资源。
There are three different kinds of resources that God has blessed us with. We have time, we have talents and abilities, and we have money or goods.
神已经赐给我们三种不同的资源，我们有时间，我们有才华和能力，我们也有金钱和财物。
Time is probably the most valuable.
时间可能是最宝贵的。
How many of us have ever asked for help and gotten the response, I don't have time?
我们有多少人寻求帮助的时候，但是得到的回答却是我没有时间。
I've said it, and you probably have as well.
我这么说过，你可能也说过，生活忙啊。
Life is busy.
生活忙。
Psalm 90 verse 12 tells us to number our days.
诗篇九十篇十二节告诉我们数算自己的日子。
Helping others takes time.
帮助别人花时间。
It can be an inconvenience.
它会是不方便的。
It might mean being late for something.
它可能意味着要晚做一些事儿。
It might mean sacrificing a movie or a game.
它可能意味着牺牲看一部电影或者是打游戏。
Helping takes time.
帮助人花时间。
To help some, it may take months or maybe even years of listening, encouraging, and helping in practical ways.
帮助一些人可能要花几个月时间，可能要花几年的时间聆听、鼓励，并且给予切实的帮助。
I found that at the soup kitchen in Fort St. John.
我发现在圣约翰堡救济平民的施舍处。
Much of my time was spent listening, counseling, and joking.
我的很多时间都花在了聆听、咨询和开玩笑安慰上。
There's a saying that others will not care how much we know.Until they know how much we care.
有这么一句格言说，直到别人知道我们关心的多少时，他们才会关心我们知道多少。
But what about our talents?
但是我们的才华是怎么回事呢？
At ECBC, some of our members have done mission trips around the world, using the skills they have to bless and help others.
在爱神华人基金会，我们有一些会员周游世界，使用他们被赐予的技巧去宣教，并帮助别人。
If you're into medicine, there are some places to help.
如果你对医学感兴趣，就肯定有地方帮得上忙。
If you're an accountant, there are places to help.
如果你是会计，就肯定有地方帮得上忙。
Even if you're a server at McDonald's, there are places to help.
如果你是麦当劳的服务员，就肯定有地方帮得上忙。
If you're a musician, there are ways and places to help.
如果你是音乐家，那肯定有各种方式和地方都能帮得上忙。
The biggest hindrance is willingness.
最大的障碍是甘心情愿。
Lastly, ministry requires goods.
最后，事工需要财物。
This may be money, but not limited to that.
这可能包括金钱，但是不限于此。
In the end, there are tangible resources.
无论如何，我们都有有形的资源。
It might be money, food, bandages, gas, or whatever.
可能是金钱、食物、绷带、汽油或其他东西。
To help others usually means lifting them up from the roadside, getting them back on their feet, and helping them find their way.
帮助别人通常意味着把这些资源从旁边闲置的地方，拿起来，放到他们应该用到的地方。
We see in the story of how the Good Samaritan went out of his way to help the injured soul.
我们看到在今天这个故事里，撒玛利亚人是怎样特意不怕麻烦，帮助了受伤的人。
He tended to the man's wounds from his own supplies.
他用自己的生活用品清洁伤口。
He used his limited skills in bandaging up the man.
他用自己有限的医疗技术包扎伤者。
He took time to take him to a place where he could get more help.
他花时间送受伤者到一个他能够得到更多帮助的地方。
He paid the innkeeper to care for the man's wounds and told him he would repay the money if the bills exceeded what the Samaritan gave him.
他付钱给旅店老板，请他照顾伤者，并告诉老板，如果钱花光了，花多了，他回来的时候还会补上。
Time, talent, goods.
时间、才华、财物。
There are many ways that we can give of ourselves in the church as well, whether materially or with our time to help.
在教会里，我们能够通过许多种方式奉献自己，或者是物质上的，或者也是花时间。
Can you help with VBS, youth, Sunday school, or maybe go on a short-term mission trip?
你能帮助儿童暑期圣经营吗？儿童施工、主日学，或者可能参加短宣。
There are many opportunities, but how many of us are willing?
机会有很多，但是我们有多少人愿意做呢？
Lastly, the one quality the Samaritan demonstrated was empathy.
最后，撒玛利亚人显露的一个特点是共鸣。
The definition of empathy is a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering.
共鸣的定义是对深受不幸打击的人一种深深的同情和悲伤的感情，它伴随着一种缓解痛苦的强烈愿望。
I heard about a Greek class that was assigned to study this passage. It was supposed to do an in-depth analysis of the biblical text, observing and commenting on the major terms and syntactical factors worth mentioning.
我听说有这么一堂圣经希腊语的课，专门研究这段经文。啊，老师希望大家深入地分析圣经原文，观察并且评论主要的术语和句法的要素。
Each person was to write their own translation of the text after doing the commentary.
每个学生都在解经之后写下了他们对经文的翻译。
Like many classes, some cared more about the practical implications rather than the intellectual things.
像许多堂课一样，一些人更加关心经文的实际运用，而不是知识上的东西。
The day they were going to turn in their assignment, three of the students turned up to prove their point.
在交作业的那一天，三个学生行动起来，证明他们的观点。
The one got one person to be the volunteer, the alleged victim.
他们其中一个人扮演那位受害者。
They tore his shirt and covered him with makeup and fake blood to simulate a beating.
其他两个人帮忙撕烂了他的衬衫，然后用给他化妆，好像被打得鼻青脸肿、血肉模糊一样。
They put him on a pathway between the dorm.And the Greek classroom, while the other two hid.
他们把他放在了学生宿舍和教室之间的路上，然后这两个人藏了起来。
Not one student stopped to help.
没有一个路过的学生帮助这个人。
Their work was flawless. Oh, sorry. They walked around him, stepped over him, and said different things to him.
他们围着他走，靠近他，并且对他说各种不同的话。
But nobody stopped to help.
但是没人停下来帮。
Their work was flawless, insightful, and got a great mark.
他们的作业完美深刻，得到了高分。
Their assignment reminds me of the fact of how we can get caught up in the intellectual part of Scripture and miss what really matters.
他们的作业提醒我们一个事实，我们是如何的沉迷于圣经的知识，却没有领会他想告诉我们的要点。
When I worked at the mustard seed, I met a lot of people who had this kind of empathy.
我在芥菜籽施工侍奉的时候，遇到过很多具有这种共鸣的人。
They saw the need, showed empathy for the one who was suffering, and then acted upon it.
当他们看到需要时，就表现出了对受害者的共鸣，然后行动起来帮忙。
1 John 3:16 and 17 says this: We know what real love is because Jesus gave up His life for us.
约翰一书三章十六到十七节说：“主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。”
So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person?
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
Caring for others is having compassion and empathy.
对别人关心就会有怜悯和共鸣。
To care is to feel first and act second.
关心首先有感觉，其次有行动。
This story demonstrates to all the characteristics of what it takes to care and minister to those who are in need.
这个故事表明了，当我们去关心和服侍那些有需要的人时，应该具有的所有的品性。
Martin Luther King said, "The good neighbor looks beyond the external accidents and discerns those inner qualities that make all men human and therefore brothers."
马丁·路德·金说，好邻居看事情超过了外在现象，关注那些人类所共有的内在品质，因而他们实际是弟兄。
Jesus said, "When we've done it to the least of these, we've done it unto him."
耶稣说，这些事你们既做在我的弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上。
In the movie The Guardian, a story about the United States Coast Guard, the main character's job was to train new recruits.
有一部电影叫《惊涛大冒险》，讲述了一个关于美国海岸巡逻队的故事，而海岸巡逻队工作的主要性质就是训练新兵。
In one particular scene, they are asked the questions, "If I was drowning, will you save me? And if I was lost, will you find me?"
在一个特别的场景里，新兵们被提问，如果我溺水了，你会救我吗？和如果我失踪了，你会找我吗？
These are questions the world asks of us today.
这些就是今天这个世界问我们的问题。
And how will we respond?
我们应该怎么样回答呢？
Courage, acceptance, resources, and empathy.
勇气、接纳、资源和共鸣。
In English, the first letters put together spell care.
在英语里，四个词的头一个字母组成的单词是 care, C-A-R-E.
We too can care and make a difference in the lives of the people God places in our lives.
我们也能够关心，并且在神所放在我们生活中的那些人的生活里带去不同。
It may be in the community that you live, where you work, or where you go to school.
那可能就是我们生活的社区里，你在哪儿工作呢？或者是你上哪所学校呢？
It might be in the church through serving or giving.
那也可能是在我们侍奉或者奉献的教会里。
But to do so means that we need to get out of our comfort zones, seeing and accepting others as God sees them, putting our money, time, whatever resources God has blessed us with, where our mouths are, and showing loving compassion to those in need.
但是这么做意味着要走出你舒适的生活，看别人并且接纳别人，就像神看我们一样。需要将我们的金钱、时间、神所赐给我们的一切资源使用在那些有需要的人身上，彰显同情的大爱。
So this is my prayer. May the Lord give us the Samaritan's heart and the willingness to help those in need.
我的祷告就是愿主赐给我们撒玛利亚人的心，并且甘心乐意帮助那些有需要的人。
Amen.